Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we spend some time together in the Spirit of the Lord and in sharing His Word. And before we go into the Word of God, let's just join our hearts in prayer. As I was getting ready to make this broadcast, the Lord placed on my heart there were some that were listening, going to be listening, that are going through some very difficult times in terms of trials and battles. And there's just an oppression and discouragement that has set in. You know what the Word of God says. Some of you are quite mature in the Lord, but there's just a heaviness, there's a discouragement at the length of the trial, the difficulty of the battle. And so God has wanted me to encourage you through the Word that we'll be sharing. But let's go to prayer. Father, I thank You for my dear radio family, for my brothers and sisters. And most of all, Lord, I thank You for You and Your love for them. Lord, You are so mindful of us and everything that we go through. The Scriptures tell us You number the very hairs on our head. Something would seem so insignificant and meaningless, except that is a dramatic emphasis and illustration. If you're concerned about that, something seemingly so unimportant, how much more are You concerned about the trials and the battles we go through? And Lord, our human nature is such that we don't like to go through trials. We don't like to go through battles. And Father, we know what Your Word says. There are many beautiful, wonderful, great, and exceeding precious promises in the Word of God. But sometimes, Lord, when it seems that answers are withheld, that our circumstances continue on as always, Lord, there's a temptation to feel abandoned and lonely and discouraged. And Lord, we know because Jesus was tested in all points as we are, that also He would have been tempted to feel that way. Nonetheless, Lord, He was our example. He never sinned, and He conquered every feeling of discouragement or oppression or anything the enemy would bring against Him, because He knew what You had called Him to do, and He ministered as we should minister through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I believe it says in Isaiah that He will not fail nor be discouraged, speaking of Jesus, until He has set righteousness in the isles. And so, Father, I'm praying for everyone that's going through. We all go through battles, Lord, but there's some that are, it's a very difficult time in their lives. And Lord, I'm asking for Your intervention. I'm asking for Your mercy. I'm asking for Your comfort. And Father, You will make a way in their situation. I take authority over every attack of Satan coming against them. And Lord, I thank You that faith, You said, Lord, is the victory that overcomes this world. We know the world is doing everything he can. The forces of darkness, the enemy, is doing everything he can to destroy the faith of those who are serving You. And he will do all that he can to hinder our moving on in the things of God and the advancement of Your kingdom. But Father, we thank You that You, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. And so, Father, I'm asking You to do that now on behalf of those who are really struggling. And Father, we ask for You to anoint the Word of God. And Lord, let us be encouraged by the truth of Your Word. Lord, Your Word says every man is a liar. And Lord, when we hear reports on the news or whatever source of information there is, Lord, we're coming to a place it's hard to know what really is true, because there's so much falsehood and so much lack of true representation of information in all forms. And so, Father, we're thanking you for the truth of your word, that you're not a man that you should lie, and we can trust you, and we can rest that what you say, you're not going to change, you mean, and you're utterly and eternally faithful. So bless us now, Lord. Thank you for your ministry to those who need your special touch and intervention, in Jesus' name. And we give you, Lord, all the honor and all the praise and the glory for it. Well, the subject I'd like to begin sharing on today, and as the Lord would direct, is that of spiritual warfare. And I'd like to read what I trust is a familiar passage of Scripture that Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 10 through 11. "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience." He talks about all those good things, and then he says, "persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Sometimes that comes in the form of through a human agency, governments, co-workers, neighbors, family. And sometimes, and in fact, all times, we don't war against flesh and blood. It's against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the evil demons that are sent and being dispatched to discourage and hinder the people of God. And so we can thank God that he's very aware of this, and he's given us everything that we need to be successful in this warfare. But I want to cover, which for some of you, if you've walked with the Lord for a while, might be very basic things, but it's always good to review. It's always good to hear the word of the Lord, because whenever I make a statement, I will support it with what God's word says. So we understand we are in the last days, and Satan is desiring everything in every way possible to promote his kingdom. We know from the word of God there is going to be a one world government. The Antichrist will, a literal Antichrist will appear, and all the things that the book of Revelation describes will come to pass. And so there's spiritual warfare in the kingdom. There's the kingdom of light, God's kingdom, and the kingdom of darkness. And we have been translated into that kingdom of God's dear Son. And everything that we attempt to do for the Lord, he will oppose. He opposes God's work. He opposes the work of the Holy Spirit in our individual lives and through the church as a whole. He'll do everything to block, to hinder. We can see examples as we read the New Testament of that kind of opposition that occurred even in the ministry and life of Paul. But let me share some scriptures, just a couple with you, as a description of how the enemy works. In Zechariah, the 3rd chapter, verse 1, it shows Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan was standing at his right hand to resist him. Then we see in 1 Thessalonians 2:18, a New Testament example, Paul is saying, "Wherefore we would have come unto you to Thessalonica, but he said, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." And so he opposes God's work. He hinders the gospel. Matthew 13 and 19 says, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom," someone unsaved, "and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one," he's talking about the devil, "and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart." And in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, the word tells us, "In whose case the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." And so since Satan hates the Lord, he hates his Christ, and he hates all those humans who have been made part of God's family, who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And so he not only hinders the message going forth to prevent men from hearing the gospel, but he will do all that he can to oppose ministries and individuals who are zealous for the Lord and want to share the good news of the gospel. Afflictions, then, will often arise from the preaching of the gospel, from the profession of the gospel. And if we should doubt this, Matthew 24:9 records the words of Jesus, and he said, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." And then in John 15:21, remember this, Jesus again was speaking, and he said, "The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they knew him not that sent me," referring to his Father. And so Jesus said, you know, the servant is not above his master. So the things that Jesus, although we could never experience the depth of the contradiction of sinners against us as what was opposed of Jesus, not only in terms of the peoples, you know, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the religious group, but also the demonic hordes, how he was hindered. You know, he was tempted of the devil after his 40-day fast in the wilderness. And after Jesus resisted him with the word of God, it says the devil left him for a season. And so, beloved, although we long for that time, when we will be with the Lord and the battles will be over and there will be no more pain and suffering, we must, as mature soldiers of the cross, realize that God won't give us more than we can bear, but we are in warfare and we need to accept that and be victorious in it. And that's the secret of a joyful, triumphant, victorious Christian life, is knowing and understanding the present reality, but knowing that our reality exceeds the things that we see with our eyes and are written in heavenly places for us, praise God, just as we are seated there. Well, I have much more to share. I'm just getting into the message. I hope you can be with me tomorrow at the same time. If at any time you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear, feel free to go to our website, unveiledchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. As always, I give you an invitation to write. Those of you, especially who are going through a difficult time, know that God has anointed this ministry to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. I love you. Thank you for joining me today. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,